0452.
There's always something new at Crayola Experience at the Florida Mall. Watch your paper creation rock in the spotlight. Plus, 25 exciting hands-on family attractions. Create colorful melted wax spin art. Name and wrap your own crayon. And turn your coloring page into a magical 4D adventure. It's a whole new experience every time. Discover the magic of color at Crayola Experience.
Get your discount tickets today at CrayolaExperience.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 North at exit 10 at US 17, there's been a crash. 95 South at Hexer, look out for a wreck on the left. And if you're at 95 South after Union Street, you'll see a crash on the right. Nice weather for most of the day, but thunderstorms are expected this afternoon, a high of 89. Partly cloudy this evening, overnight the low, 76.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show for whether a day or years, welcome back. I'm so excited that you have chosen this hour to grow with me. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show and you just stumbled upon me, that's all divine intervention. I would say, listen up. And if it doesn't make sense to you, then just move on. But give it a try. And I've been waiting for you. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. I just want you to know that it's my purpose to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. So today, I can't believe it. Another month has gone by, and we get to dissect my newest article at Florida Today with none other than one of my favorite editors, Tim Walters, who is also known as Daddy Duty. He also writes a column for Florida. I call him the Swiss Army Knife of Florida Today because he holds so many different positions. The article can be found now at Florida Today. And then on Thursday, you can find it at, it'll be published on the paper. So you can check it out either online at whenyouneedafriend.com, floridatoday.com, or you can check it out. But what is it about? It's about the 5 D's for success. Yesterday on the show, I shared a little bit about the article because it has been some attributes that I've been seeing in very successful people. The mind, body, spirit is what we focus here. But I'm looking at success. What I think of success, what do you think and what do you view as successful? So we're going to take a little twist in success and what it's all about for. It's not just about financial. So let's take a moment because it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And I am grateful that Tim Walters is here to do just that. Welcome back, Tim. My goodness, you're just like a regular.
Well, I appreciate it, Lillian. And I love being on your show. You know, I have to talk sports on another radio show. So this is like such a completely different switching of gears. But yeah. This is actually a lot more in depth, a lot more time, and it's a lot more fun to break down what you've written. So thank you for always having me.
Oh, you know what? It's interesting that you say more in depth because there are so many people that think you know, we should have like guests every 5 minutes and be about that shallow, quick, superficial. And you know what? And that works. There are cases that that works. But the reason why we go in depth with everything that we do is that we have so many questions. We don't even have time. We get so bombarded with so much information, and it's really, I'd like to call it manipulation. And so when we dive deeper into a topic, we can make informed choices for ourselves. And so today, you know, like we get together on your show, we have 8 minutes, right? On your television show.
10 minutes.
Oh, we have 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, it seems like eight. Anyway,
I know, it flies by.
It just flies by. But it's different because we're on television and people can see our expressions. But when you're listening on the air, you know, tuning in, tuning out, tuning in, tuning out, hopefully somebody will pick something up that will resonate with them and maybe they'll run with it. But Tim, share a little bit about, because every time you get my email, I just picture you rolling your eyes going, oh, what is she up to today? So how was it picking up the article and opening it up on your email?
No, well, you know, normally I try and, you know, take a lot more time with your articles, but this week it kind of was one of those things where I saw it come in over the weekend. I knew you were coming in for our taping on TV at noon on Monday. So at about 10:30 on Monday morning, I was like, oh, geez, I got to get this done.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I opened it up and I saw the 5 D's to success. And I was wondering, okay, I wonder what they are. And then you kind of spell it out early in the article, but then you kind of break it down piece by piece and give a nice explanation. So, you know, it's always interesting to see what's on your mind and how you're going to do that breakdown. And so it was fun. You know, you open it up and you have a brief opening, and then you launch right into the 5 D's. And you talk about the success of people. And, you know, I really like the opening point where you say that, you know, a lot of people look at successful people and think that their parents helped them or they got lucky, things like that. And, you know, I just, some people are like that, but so many people are not. And it bothers me when so many people whose hard work, and, you know, they worked early in grade school and high school and college, and then they worked 2 and 3 jobs and all of these things. And, you know, so success isn't necessarily given or, you know, a silver spoon in your mouth. It's earned. And I think if more people truly understood that, and how to do it. And I think your 5 D's point in that direction.
Wonderful. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So you can find this article at whenyouneedafriend.com. You can also find it at Florida Today. And we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Walters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. About becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lily McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. This is Tim Walters. I am Lillian's guest this week, and we are discussing her article that is online now at floridatoday.com/help and at whenyouneedafriend.com. So make sure to check that out, Lillian's article this month. We run it every month in Florida Today on the second Thursday of the month in print, and it's online. And she's discussing the 5 D's to success. And we were ready to start learning right before the last break what those 5 D's are. So Lillian, let's go right into it. What are
we're gonna go
our
right
five
into
D's?
Them? Well, you know, okay. So this is one thing that I want to challenge before we go into the five D's for success. I want to make sure that people understand that when they read this article, they're not going to become billionaires. They could. I mean, there are a lot of books out there that focus. I mean, I love Dave Ramsey. I love Susie Orman. I love all these wonderful financial gurus that can help you piece it together. But ironically enough, if you have that financial wealth, what good is your life if you don't have mind, body, spirit, wealth? So I took my, where I feel is my strength and dealing with things head on and say, okay, you know, there's a lot of people, like you said, that come from nothing. They've worked very hard and they've used their poverty. They've used their abuse. They've used their captivity. They've used whatever it is that they've had to be successful as fuel instead of bitterness and poison. And so they've used it for their passion instead of poison. And so that's what I was walking on the beach. I'm thinking, am I writing a financial wealth kind of article? And I'm walking on the beach going, heck no, there are a lot of other people that can do that. That's why I don't do politics. That's why I don't do sports. There's a lot of people that are really good at that. And I acknowledge them for that. But when it comes to mind, body, spirit, I believe that you can't have one without the other, just like you can't have creation without science. You know, it seems like they all interact together. And so as I was thinking about all the people that I've interviewed, and I was about to interview Harris Rosen, who I have admired from afar, and you'll be able to hear that, you know, you'll be coming on, I think it's in 2 weeks. But as I was thinking about all these people that have shown me so much strength in their attributes, so much dedication, I thought, you know, can we take these 5 D's? The 5 D's are, okay, their dream, determination, drive, disappointment, and difference. Those are the 5 D's that I've identified with each person that I've looked at as successful, everybody. But do you want to just be successful in one aspect of your life, or do you want to be successful in multiple aspects? Because we bring ourselves into different events, different relationships, different jobs, into making a difference. So that's where I wanted to say, okay, let's take this other look, which is the mind, body, and spirit. So with that in mind, we can dive into the whole article if you'd like. You're the driver.
Absolutely. Well, first, you know, you talk about people that went from nothing to everything. And you give a couple of examples. Well, one is J.K. Rowling, who she was homeless on the streets of London. Yeah. And now, you know, I'm not sure how much she's worth, but I know it's hundreds billions. Of millions. Yeah. If not billions. And Oprah Winfrey, I believe she just passed her 30th anniversary of being on the air, and she came from, you know, extreme poverty.
Yeah.
So those
abuse
are two.
Too. Abuse.
Yeah, and those are just two great examples of people who, you know, literally started on the street and are now living the ultimate dream. So, you know, anyone can do it. It's not limited to, you know, a type of person or even a country or a race or a religion. Anybody can do it. You yeah. just gotta, you gotta have that stick-to-itiveness. And so, you know, so I think this is a great article. And so the first thing, the first D toward making these things happen is a dream. You know,
dream.
Like Dr. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. And that's the starting point. That's the genesis. So, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, how you take that dream and move it forward.
Well, that is, I have quotes that are online, but will not be printed. But the quote that I loosely took, because here's the thing, before I say something about dream, and I've said this on the show before, Tim, and you and I have discussed it on the air and also privately, but between 60 to 95%, and most doctors that come on my show that are integrative, functional, they have really looked at this as an important statistic that between, and this was documented from allopathic medicine, they believe that between 60 to 85% or even 90% is due to an emotional trauma. So with that in mind, you know, it's like, how do we find the emotional traumas and don't allow that to keep us from whatever success we have? So the dream, you know, we talk about financial success, but very rarely do we look at our health as optimal. So we'll eat at, you know, places that are fast foods, places that are not causing abundance in our life. So I'm shifting now from financial success to emotional mind, body, spirit success when I write my article. So I want people to know that to dream, we have to be, we get to be aware of, you know, the fact that this is a loose quote from an Indian proverb, which says that a healthy person has 1,000 dreams, but a unhealthy person has only one. So what good is finances if we are unhealthy? And I see you shaking your head. I mean, what?
And you know, a lot of people, for instance, dream to, you know, be successful during life, reach a certain age, retire, and enjoy retirement after that. But they don't dream or think about the health to actually make it to retirement and live beyond it. So, you know, I'll use my own dad as an example. You know, mm-hmm. here's a person that worked his whole life and, you know, obviously was saving for retirement and trying to set up a life for him and my mom. Then along came cancer, boom, gone. So, you know, people, and he wasn't obviously the healthiest person in the world. So his body had trouble fighting it. But that goes right into what you're saying here, is that people have, you know, a dream to make it that far, but they don't dream to have the health, or they don't think about, you know, the health that it takes to get there. And, and taking care of your body is a big thing. And as we see in America, that, you know, the obesity rates are up, the number of heart attacks are up, the number of cancer incidences are up, you know. So we've got a lot better medical science, but people are leaving it to them to take care of them after they're sick rather than being proactive, keeping yourself healthy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot easier to be unhealthy and lazy than it is to work out and eat well. So, you know,
Well, that all depends on what your future goals are. Maybe now, you know, my sister used to say, you know, you have that expression that says no pain, no gain. She would say no pain, no pain. And she refused to exercise. And so now she is she does Pilates, she exercises. You know, we've got to change these childhood mentality, because it's so important for us to grow with where we're at today. And so in every single D that I have an action plan. And so What I'm hearing you say, and I say in the article, is we take our health for granted until you get a diagnosis, which starts with a D. Don't wait till you get that D before you start to dream about optimal health. And so with that in mind, I have an action in my article that I ask people to declare the health you want and research. Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a regular on my show. It's just an example. We have Dr. Neil Barnard. We have so many different ways that we can use nutrition because, you know, Jack LaLanne says something like, you know, exercise is king, nutrition is key, queen, put them together and you've got a kingdom. And look at how healthy he lived and till his last days. And what Dr. Joel Fuhrman says is, you know, you could live well into your hundreds and then maybe decline the last year of your life as opposed to start declining at 65 or 54 with a heart attack or cancer, you know? So, you know, that was the first D. And the next one, is there anything you want to say about dream?
No. I was just thinking about Jack LaLanne. You know, hopefully most of the listeners know who Jack LaLanne is, but he could deadlift a dump truck into his 80s. I mean, he was kind of like one of the original fitness type people a long time ago. So I'm sure, you know, for the younger listeners, you know, Google Jack LaLanne. For the older listeners, they'll know who you're talking about.
Yes. So. Thank you so much. You're like borderline older generation millennial, right?
Well, I've been old since I was young. So I just happen to know a lot of stuff from well before my time.
Okay. So the next one is determination, right?
Absolutely. You know, determination. And, you know, a lot of people have a dream, but to get that dream to the next step, you have to be determined to do it. You can't just dream and leave it at that and expect that it will happen. Determination is something that I've certainly known for a long time in my life because I've always wanted to succeed. And when I reach a goal, I kind of have one of those mindsets that it's not enough. Now that I've reached my goal, I need another goal that will push me further. And so that's just kind of always been my mindset. And I know that, you know, a lot of people may not have that type of determination or they may want it and not know how to, you know, I guess I'm just lucky enough to that's the way my brain is wired. But, you know, it's just, you know, trying to solve the problem, trying to move on, trying to figure things out and, you know, willpower and, you know, the drive, which we'll be getting into in a minute. But, you know, that all goes into the determination of, you know, once you have that dream, it's, you know, the next step is
what
being determined to
That's
reach
right.
it.
And the quote that I use for this one is by Tony Robbins, which I know most people know who Tony Robbins, hopefully they'll know who Anthony Robbins is, but I quoted him saying, determination is the wake up call of the human will. There's nothing like that D diagnosis to get you determined, right? And so there's nothing like poverty to get you determined. There's nothing like we can use all these things that happen to us as gifts and lessons. And one of the things that, you know, I want to encourage people is to have that determination before getting the D, to look into, this is the action plan for that, is to look and research centenarians from Loma Linda. There's the blue zones around the world and be open to learn what are they doing? Because we look at financially wealthy people and saying, why are they determined for that? Why are they determined for that? Use that same determination to follow that dream of good health, to be healthy mind, body, spirit. Because if we take that example that 90% of your diseases are attributed to incidences in life, then what are those incidences that are keeping our health from thriving? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Tony Robbins is a great example because he's not just, you know, a great motivational speaker, but he's also such a positive influence. And, you know, I've watched, it's almost like he was the original TED Talk, you know, but he was, he is, you know, the inspiration and the way he, you know, kind of pushes people and teaches that positivity. So I thought, you know, I love some of the examples you used through here. So I thought that one was a perfect one for determination because he's really kind of that teacher of pushing on, of following through, of believing you can do it. And he's
absolutely a
big, you know, believe guy. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what are your D's? We're going to continue talking about these five D's for success when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com with Tim Walters of Florida Today. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Maryland are on alert as the exact path of the storm is unclear, and now forecasters are saying that Florence could veer further to the south as it gets closer to the coast. The Category 4 hurricane expected to make landfall late tomorrow or early Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the Kremlin knows who they are, and there is nothing criminal about the two men that Britain has named as suspects in the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England. Putin says that the two suspects do not work for the Russian military, as Britain has claimed. Dow futures down 19 points, NASDAQ futures a fraction higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth, now heard regularly in 18 countries. What percentage of you listening to this commercial often say to yourself, what could I do to make more money, or how can we increase our business? I'm guessing that's most of you. Have you ever heard knock on the door and it'll open? Well, my friends at Income Store have doors you can open that can help you or your family make more money, or doors that lead to an increase in revenue for any business of any size. Income Store has two main doors on their website. These doors lead to over 2,000 revenue-generating ideas and products. Although a few of their products are pricey, 90-plus percent of their growth formulas are delivered free or nearly free. Income Store's growth products and ideas have been publicized and featured on Forbes, Inc., USA Today, and recently the Biography Channel. Could your household or business use a revenue shot in the backside? Are you sick of your checkbook talking back and saying no? If so, you need to knock on the doors of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 north at exit 10 at US 17, there's been a crash. 95 south at Hexer, look out for a wreck on the left. And if you're at 95 south after Union Street, you'll see a crash on the right. Nice weather for most of the day, but thunderstorms are expected this afternoon, a high of 89. Partly cloudy this evening, overnight the low 76.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the things we're frequently asked for advice on is how much to spend on an engagement ring. The guideline most often used is the equivalent of 2 months' salary. But I'll say this, the price you pay for a diamond is directly related to its beauty. If somebody wants a big, cheap diamond, I'll guarantee you it's poor diamond quality-wise, and that's not what we carry at Underwoods. But if you want a diamond with fine color, clarity, and cut to the right specifications for maximum beauty, these are the kind of diamonds we carefully select at Underwoods. You see, when somebody's been married for a long time, they don't always remember what they paid for the engagement ring. They do remember the sacrifice they made to pay for it. And when you consider that a diamond engagement ring will be worn and looked at by her every day for the rest of her life, most people agree that a really fine quality diamond ought to be considered. That's what we specialize in at Underwoods and have for over 90 years.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Today's teacher is Tim Walters of Florida Today. And he is my editor, one of my editors, the other editor that I have to acknowledge, who worked really hard at making me stay focused on my 5 D's and staying determined to finish this article the way I intended it to, is Robert McDermott, who is my first line of defense before Tim gets the article. But I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. The article is there and ready for you to dissect as well. And I love your feedback. I love your comments. And so share it with your friends, share the article, and hopefully it'll prompt or plant a seed for you to see that there's more to life than financial success, which is important because, yes, financial success is important, but there's other aspects that are important too. And this is what we talk about on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, not just for 5 seconds or for 10 minutes. We talk about it and we dive deeper into it so that we can grow together. And if something doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. That just let it go. Do you know some things will resonate within us? So the more you listen, the more you grow, the more we grow together. And that's what the whole purpose of the show is. So the way you can support me is by becoming a subscriber. Everything we do is free on the show. So this is like our hour of Zen. We can reconnect with our spirit and learn a little bit more of what we don't know we don't know. And so go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. And while you're there, click on the buttons, like my YouTube channel. When you click on that, subscribe, because when you subscribe to whenyouneedafriend.com and YouTube channel, those shows are sent to you. What you may not know is the YouTube video has the on-the-air and off-the-air conversations. And sometimes we can go deeper on these off-the-air conversations. Tim will share, or my guest will share, a little bit more about who they are. And we can even learn more. So I want to encourage you that when you subscribe to my YouTube channel, as well as whenyouneedafriend.com, either the podcast or the video get sent to your phone. So, and you also, you'll get the inside scoop. So while you're there, click onto my social media, follow me there. Don't just like me, follow me, because when you do that, then whatever's happening on the show will be fed and you'll get to see it in your news feed. And so while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I always ask that you check out my sponsors and you support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show. Tonight, we're going to have in Brevard County, we're going to have our facial and foot soak. So if you haven't RSVP'd for that, it is time to do so. That's tonight, 407-373-5959. Which is a way that you can get a hold of me. If you don't want to subscribe, you can also subscribe to my my on-demand channels, podcasts, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher. Now you can listen and stream the show as well on TuneIn. So if you ever have problems listening on whenyouneedafriend.com, you can also listen on TuneIn. So there's so much we're doing, so much we're growing. And Tim, I am just so grateful that we are able to work together with Florida Today. And for those, and if anybody wants to read the article, they can read it all over the world too, right?
Absolutely. FloridaToday.com/health. And obviously at your website too, whenyouneedafriend.com. And in the print pages of Florida Today, which is Brevard County's newspaper here on the Space Coast, and that will be in print tomorrow.
Awesome, awesome. So let's go ahead, take over, because yesterday they took over my show. Mario Fabri took over my show. Today you can take it over.
All right. Well, so we're going through your article, which is about the 5 D's for success. Mm-hmm. And we've made it through dream and determination, which then brings us to our third one, which is the drive to do it. And drive is an interesting thing because it takes a lot of energy to have drive, I think. You know, some of the most successful people are these people that get up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning and they work all day long and, you know, work toward that success. And then they sleep a few hours and then they get up and do it again. Yeah. So, you know, drive towards success, it's not easy. It's not something that you can do with, you know, half-heartedly. Yeah. You know, to be successful, you've got to work harder than the next person. You've got to, you know, have that drive and that willpower and, you know, all of those things. So, so drive is kind of the key. I'm glad it's your middle of the three, because that's kind of, it's like the get over the hump toward being successful.
Yeah, it's my Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's
you've Wednesday. Had your dream, you've gotten determined, and now you've got that drive and you're reaching the top of the mountain.
So. It's time to, and the quote that I selected was from Douglas Horton, and he says, drive slow and enjoy the scenery, drive fast and join the scenery. And so that reminds me of when my husband took me snow skiing for the first time. He puts me on snow skis. We just started dating. We had just gotten married. And he takes me to this top of the mountain after being in the bunny slopes. And the bunny slopes were kind of safe and I felt a little comfortable. But accidentally, I ended up going down a black mogul on my first ski down. Because that's a long story that maybe we can get there some later, but still happily married 24 years later. And so I remember my husband saying, slow down, look at the view. And I remember at the top of my lungs saying, what view? Because it was so fast, you know? And I learned how to slow down. And I learned that that was very important. And drive is important, and it doesn't matter if you take the scenic route or you take the expressway. Be sure that your focus is on the end result. So how do we get there and still preserve our sanity? And that is something that I deal with on a daily basis. How do I slow down? And so exercise, nature, yoga, journaling, art. And of course, I've said this before, God made me a dancer. So I just have to dance. Sometimes I have to be a little silly because it's just what allows me to continue to fill my emotional bucket, my love bucket, which is what Gary Chapman talked about on my show many years ago when he was on. What fills your love bucket? And when you are driving with a full tank of gas, you will get there much easier than if you have fumes in that tank. What do you say about that?
Sure. And that's one thing that we haven't really talked about until you just brought it up there, is we talk about a lot of these things that you put your energy and your life and your soul into.
Sure.
But you do need that break. You know, you do need kind of that sanity break. You need that other activity that's not always, you know, driving towards something. So, you know, for instance, in my case, my kind of release is my bowling league that I do once a week.
Did God make you a bowler?
He did. I'm not a great bowler. I'm a bowler. But once a week, that is my escape for about 4 or 5 hours from work and parenting and everything else in the outside world, is I can sit there with my friends and my wife is on my team. And it's, you know, we have a 4-year-old, so we don't have a lot of just us time. But so it's nice that we can just kind of go out, you know, grandma watches the little one and we have fun, you know. So don't forget along the way to have fun.
Yes.
Or you really will. You'll miss a key aspect of getting to that point of success in life.
You know, that's thanks, Tim, for sharing that information. It's one of those things that when I wrote drive, most people go, get there fast. We want to get there. We want to achieve. We want to blah, blah, blah. And that is true. And that is, different things in life support us at different times in life. And so when you're thinking of drive, you know, the last thing you think of is slow down. You know, you just want to get there as fast as you can, right? So when I looked at drive, when it comes to the mind, body, spirit, there's got to be more being deposited so that we can go faster with our career, so that we can, you know, continue with that balance. You positive and a negative, a fast and a slow, you know, whatever the yin and the yang, whatever allows us to maintain these aspects of our lives flowing through abundance. That's what makes a big, big, big difference. So anything you'd like to add before we move on?
Nope. I think we can go on to the fourth D. And this one was kind of the surprising D, because we're talking about the D's for success and you bring in disappointment as one of the D's. And so, you know, everybody will reach disappointment before they reach success. There's nobody that just goes to the mountaintop. And, you know, I write this week actually in my daddy duty column about a term I had not been familiar with. But, you know, we've all heard of helicopter parents.
Yes.
Well, this is a lawnmower parent. So a lawnmower parent is a person that mows down all obstacles in front of their children to make sure that they're never disappointed. Mm. You know, so
that sounds like me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of what helicopters parents graduate to as their children get older. So, you know, they might be the ones who, you know, a kid does bad on a test, and instead of them working harder to do better on the next test, they have their parent go complain to the teacher, you know, things like that. So, you know, where my article is about how we're not teaching children anymore to put up with disappointment. We're trying to do away with that, and that doesn't leave a functional adult ready for the real world.
Absolutely right. I would say that that was a great lesson for my parenting, which is to make sure that our children are strong and know how to deal with disappointment. But I'd like to continue this topic because this is a really big one for many people. And we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Walters when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. This is Tim Walters of Florida Today, and I am Lillian's guest this week, and we are dissecting the article that she has written for us. She writes an article that goes in print on the second Thursday of every month in the Florida Today Health section, and it's also posted online. And then Lillian has me on here once a month to break down that article, and I love coming on here and, you know, spending an hour with Lillian to break this down. So her article this month is about the 5 D's to success. And we were working on the 4th D when we went to the last break. So the 1st D was dream. The 2nd was determination. The 3rd was drive. And we just started to break down what might seem like the most surprising of the 5 D's to success, because this one is disappointment, which is something you don't often think of when driving towards success. But every successful person, you could ask the richest person in the world to, you know, a middle manager somewhere, but they have all had some form of disappointment in their life that they either have had to overcome or are trying to overcome. And when we went to break, I was discussing how, you know, an article I've written this month, I write a parenting column called Daddy Duty, is, you know, about a new phenomenon that's growing called lawnmower parents. And these are people who mow down obstacles in front of their children so they never know disappointment. Mm-hmm. And it's setting up this wave of young people who don't know how to cope. So when they, you know, get some form of disappointment, they might shut down or expect their parents to fight their battles for them. And that's just not a good way to prepare someone for the real world. So disappointment, Lillian, that's, you know, how did you come up with disappointment to be the 4th D? Because as I said, it's not one of the things you normally think of, but it's certainly a big part of success is disappointment.
Absolutely. Well, I'm thinking about my own life as well as some of the wealthiest people, the opportunities that I've seen in other people. And I quoted, like during the break where we have our conversation, I had mentioned Dave Ramsey. You know, Dave Ramsey rose to success for, you know, very quick in life and lost everything. There are a lot of people that financially, and you can see that money in, money out. But when it comes to the emotional side of our life, and again, going back to the quote, and you can find this information in PubMed.gov. You can find it in the location where I had mentioned it before. You can just read the article and find it there. But the fact of the matter is, illness can cause be the root cause, or that disappointment can be the root cause of that illness. And so because I'm so aware of that, anything that breaks down, not only in my body, anything that breaks down, like if my car breaks down or my appliances break down, I know that I'm emitting an energy. There's something going on, and it is time to stop, drop, and roll. Stop and think, you know, what's going on. The quote that I selected for disappointment was, disappointments are to the soul what a thunderstorm is to the air. You know, after a thunderstorm, you know, when there's about to air, you feel like this energy being sucked out. You know, it's like this air. Maybe for me, I don't know if any other people feel that way. And so you know that once that thunderstorm happens, everything is going to clear up. But we've got to make sure that we do it in a way that it is healing to our mind, body, spirit. So one of the action plans that I ask people to do is to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, the 100% responsibility page. And this is where many of us don't want to look at these past hurts. We just want to ignore them. And we get to go through these past hurts and ask these four wonderful questions. And we get to write it down and get to dissect it. Or they can call on me and I can be their coach. But these are so important. And I want for people to understand that when we deal with disappointment is not, or these incidences in life are not things that are happening to us. But we can ask instead, how did this happen for me? So instead of, why did this happen to me? Why does everything happen to me? This is the entitlement mentality. Instead, you can say, why did this happen for me? What are the gifts and lessons? What am I to learn here? You were talking about Tiger Woods during the break and how it's taken him 10 years to figure out how to deal with disappointment. And I would say, you know, Nick Anderson was another one, you know, those four baskets that those three baskets that we could have won the championship, but it wasn't just that. So how do we deal with these moments in life that aren't the best that we would think are the best things for us or to us, but they end up being our defining moment, the moment that if we get it, that this is for our growth, the moment we get that, things shift. So that's pretty much what I wanted to say about that. I don't know if you have anything to add.
No. The only other thing I would add is, you know, I was taught this early on in life, and it's something that I still live by today. Instead of asking the question, why me? Ask, why not me?
Why not?
So, you know, that's kind of something I've always just had in my head. So, so we'll move on to the final D.
Yes.
Which is difference. And there are a lot of things that are easy to do in life, but making a difference to someone is incredibly hard and takes all four of the first D's to get into. So tell us why difference was your fifth and final D towards success.
Yes. And of course, making a difference, being a difference, all about being, and who knows, maybe being different, you know? So difference, making a difference is so important. It's giving back. The quote I selected for this one is by Tom Brokaw, believe it or not. He said, "It is easy to make a buck, but it's a lot tougher to make a difference." So making a difference, if people are depressed, anxious, the best way to regain yourself and reconnect with self is doing something for someone else. But keeping in mind that that is could be a temporary fix and a false high, because eventually we need to give from a place of abundance. We can make a difference in our own life. And how? And that's why that that slowing down and creating that abundance. But if you are depressed and you see somebody else is in need, that is contagious. When you see that person receive that gift and the people that are giving that gift, the person who's receiving the gift and the spectators of that gift all feel the same joy. And so it is important for us to put ourselves in that so that we can set ourselves for success. We can't forget how to make a difference. That makes sense?
Sure. You know what I've learned in life as far as making difference like that goes is, you know, when I do volunteer work for different things, you know, it's always hard to give up a day off or a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning. And, you know, you get up and you're like, oh, I'm tired. Now I have to go do this. But then you do that work and you meet the people that you're helping and making a difference for. And then when you're done for the day, it's energizing. It's like, you know, gosh, I'm so glad I did it. So you start out the day like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then you end up and you're like, gosh, you know, the smile on those people's faces, or, you know, the people that you've helped or led in the right direction, you know, it's just such a wonderful thing. So it's keeping that mind frame and understanding that you may not feel like it, but you also, the difference you can make for someone is immeasurable.
Absolutely. And, you know, the action plan for that one is to join an organization that fits that experience that you're having. So if you have been, if there's been a pain in your life that you've dealt with and now you're at the end of that, or you're still in the middle of the road, there's someone that might be dealing with it at the beginning, and you can help coach that individual to that next level and that next level, and somebody can help you. They're making a difference too. So I just, you know, it's like paying it forward and being able to be there for someone. And that will be, like, to me, this is stuff I made up. This is something that I've seen. This is something that I've put a name to it, or a 5Ds to. I didn't do an acronym this month, but, you know, I didn't feel I needed to do one. I wanted to do something a little different with my D. So, and also vitamin D is so important. So keeping in mind the D's in life, sometimes we don't want to look at the D's in life. We want to look at the A's, you know, but we want that those D's in our lives make a difference, a huge difference. So thank you, Tim, for being on the show and helping me dissect the article in a much deeper way. You're always so wonderful.
Well, thank you, Lillian. I appreciate it. And I look forward to what our next topic will be, which I'm sure I won't know until 2 days before we go on the air.
No. It's usually sooner. Okay. And now for you, my listening friends, thank you so much. If your health, mind, body, spirit is not what you want, then figure out how the 5Ds can work for you. And please remember, create the life that you want. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological,